This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Parenting is, if nothing else, about sacrifice. Emotional, physical, and financial sacrifice. And with daycare running thousands of dollars a month or more in some parts of the country, a lot of jobs out there don't pay enough to justify having them and having to leave the kids with somebody while you go to work. So today, in our latest installment of Money Matters, our series about the financial decisions we have to make that hit us right in our bottom lines, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at the hidden and not-so-hidden costs of leaving work to stay with your kids.
Here's a peek into J.J. Keith's typical day.
You can go. You have screens all over the place. You can go find the iPad. You have to find something, sweetie.
With her husband at work, Keith spends lots of time trying to keep her two toddlers occupied. The family lives in Los Angeles, where daycare would cost about $20,000 a year. Unaffordable. So, she's home.
This is the normal. Two kids who won't nap and both want something, and it's hard to get anything done.
By anything, she means her work as a freelance writer. It doesn't bring in much money, but it does buy Keith a kind of insurance.
So that when I do re-enter full-time work, I don't have that stink of someone who's been home with the kids for many years and is out of touch with reality.
Financially, that's smart, says Tony Carnevale with the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce.
Being a stay-at-home parent is a very expensive proposition, not because of the cost might be directly or the savings. The real cost is the earnings power you lose.
Carnevale says people with a college degree who drop out of the labor market for, say, 5 years could forgo roughly $1 million over a lifetime of work.
You'll come back into the workforce starting out as if you're somebody with a 2-year community college degree.
Making matters worse, daycare costs keep climbing. A recent report from Child Care Aware of America found it costs more to put a 4-year-old in full-time care than it does to pay college tuition and fees in 19 different states. And that only ratchets up pressure on single parents who must keep working. Helen Blank with the National Women's Law Center says that often forces them to settle for unreliable care.
When child care falls through and a parent can't go to work, we know that many parents don't have the sick leave and their job simply falls apart.
J.J. Keith has cobbled together a fairly dependable plan that lets her get some of her writing done. Keith pays $90 a month to belong to the local YMCA, where she can drop her kids for 2 hours a day while she works on her laptop in another room. But like many parents in her situation, she's just treading water.
I'm not saving for retirement. I'm not investing in the future. We're not moving anywhere financially. We're just getting by month to month.
Keith says she didn't expect a life of luxury, but she also didn't think the high price of childcare would force her to choose between her kids and a full-time job. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.